after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, live from the studios of WMEL, which is really, actually, when you get right down to it, kind of a minor miracle, Richie, seeing as the tornado that went through here a couple of weekends ago.
Yeah, how's it look?
Well, the back end of it, there are three or four studios in the building that are in the front part of the building, the back part of the building where the roof was ripped off. It's raining here now on the Space Coast, and so the rain's just coming in. The roof hasn't been fixed yet, so the rain's, poor John has been out there all night trying to keep the rain from coming in to the, you know, this is serious equipment stuff that you got to be careful of. And so he's fighting against the rain here. It's really
a tough battle there.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. In this hour, we're going to meet, actually, in a few minutes, a fellow who's a professor of entomology at the University of Maryland to talk about the sudden blossoming of all of these bugs that we have all over the place. We started talking about it yesterday, and I thought, okay, let's see if we can get somebody who is actually an expert in this area to tell us what we're going to face this year. Also later in the hour, John is going to come in, John Harper, who runs the radio station, talk about the activities here on the Space Coast. More trouble for the Carnival Cruise Line, but maybe what most people may not know, but it is interesting just to kind of use the PR value of President Obama giving back 5% of his salary to the Treasury. He says it's a show of solidarity with federal workers facing furloughs because of budget cuts.
I feel your pain.
Do we buy it?
I feel your pain.
Well, he's giving back $20,000 this year. He says he'll write a check to the Treasury Department every month, beginning this month. So who thinks this is a good idea, a strong idea, a bright idea? By the way, he's urged the members of his staff to do the same thing. The White House says...
Why does he urge them? Why doesn't he just take it from them like he does with the other employees that he's showing solidarity
well,
with?
Well, other American taxpayers just take it.
Right, right.
You know, I think it's a smart idea in one respect, and that is, you know, he got in trouble for sending his daughters on this lavish spring break vacation to the Bahamas and then to Idaho for skiing, and it looks, you know, as they call it now in the media, the optics, it just doesn't look good because you're sending your kids on, you know, this huge vacation whenever everyone else is struggling. So, I mean, in that respect, I think it's good that he took the pay cut. But here's an idea, Mr. President. Why don't we just get a budget together and then we can, like, actually deal with realities instead of this sequester junk all the time?
I like that idea.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Should we do a
budget?
I'm so tired of them and their foolishness. It's just the bunkum that comes from these people when it comes right down to the waste,
well,
fraud, corruption,
something,
or abuse they do not want to deal with. It is disgusting.
You're a government employee making 40 grand.
Yeah.
And you've taken a pay cut. Not a pay cut, but you just don't get a raise. And you have two kids, a mortgage, a car payment, the groceries, all that kind of stuff. Does it really make you feel better to know that the President of the United States is going to give back $20,000?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Really?
Just a little, anything.
3023864, or you can be on Facebook.com/Good Day.
I'd rather you donate the money.
Donate it.
Yeah. Instead of giving it back to the Treasury. What a waste.
Well, for them to
give it to a cause. Give it to a charity.
Right. Well, you know, yesterday we were talking about the president is lecturing people on fiscal responsibility, suggesting that schools should teach it, and the White House or the government is going to help them explain how fiscal responsibility takes place. How do these people with any credibility? I mean, it became a good joke. It's a great punchline. Is there nobody there who sees what a PR nightmare this is when you suggest you're going to show people fiscal responsibility when you're borrowing trillions of dollars? How are you going to do that and have any credibility at all? Let's find out about bugs in a moment. Michael Ropp will join us, who is from the University of Maryland. Let's find out whether or not you're going to have minor or major aggravation from the invasion of the bugs this year.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a tonight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone.
Need a little help with the bugs. Bugs are all over the place.
The
everywhere.
Beatles.
Get it? These are very good.
The Beatles. Get it?
Yeah, very. Illegal alien bugs have invested, and I mean invested. I'm talking about investing their time in getting into your face or your hair or your maybe into the wall of your home. They're in the. I have this time of year lots of ladybugs. They come into those. Who knows?
Those
how
are
they
pretty
can.
Though.
Yeah, but ladybugs are helpful and right? The thing I think is weird about the last couple of years, and I've noticed, and what really got me curious about this is the invasion of bugs that we're getting from around the world because of our international travel and shipping.
Yep.
and the bugs that come over here and have no natural predators, and what it's doing to our ecosystem here. And it's kind of freaking me out. I look here in the Washington, D.C. area, and Maryland's losing their orchid crops to the stink bugs. They're losing ash trees, $230 million worth spent on saving the ash trees from this ash bug or whatever it is. And, you know, what do we do about it? How do we fend off these things that have no natural predator in this area?
Michael Ropp is a professor of entomology at the University of Maryland, and because of all of the focus now on various bugs, I think maybe the stink bug is one that I find that there are a number of bugs.
They're
and I'm gonna
everywhere
find out which ones
here.
Are good or bad, or if they hurt us or they don't hurt us. Dr. Ropp, thank you for joining us on Good Day. Good to have you here. You've been studying entomology. There are two words that are very close. Etymology, without an N, is the study of the derivation of words. Entomology is the study of the derivation of bugs, right?
Yep, and sometimes I've heard it called entomology, which must be the study of ants, I guess, or something like this. Hey, gang, how you guys doing today?
You're absolutely well, we're concerned right. about... Let's yeah. talk about the various bugs that are coming here
sure.
From Asia, from
oh my gosh.
Europe, from South America.
Absolutely.
Which ones do we have to be concerned about, and which ones do we say, you know, live and let live?
Well, you know, for things like this emerald ash borer, we got to crush this one. This is a very nasty situation. You're absolutely right. This is the number one threat to our forest ecosystems right now. Not only the natural ecosystems, but also our urban ecosystems. We're facing the loss of as many as 8 billion ash trees in North America. And it's not only the ash trees that this one threatens. There are at least probably 40 to 50 50 other species of animals, mostly insects, intimately associated with ash. And if those things go down the dumper, we're going to lose those other species as well. So
now, isn't this part of, people would say, Dr. Ralph, that this is part of evolution, this is God's way of controlling things or changing things, so why would we get involved? The elm disease,
okay,
kill all the elm trees.
Well, really, I guess at some level, perhaps, someone's pulling a big string up there in this one. But now, this is us, gang. This is us with international trade. We're now, we've entered an era of globalization. What that means is we're now sharing a global biota. Because of international trade, where we import many things into this country, and unfortunately, many of these pests are excellent hitchhikers. In a certain sense, given enough time, you're absolutely right. If we go back, oh heck, a mere couple hundred million years ago, there was no native and exotic. All the continents were united in a great global landmass called Pangaea. And once again, you know, that's going to occur. But right now it's us, gang. It's us moving stink bugs around the world. And that's another one that's a real pain in the neck. You know, these are the ones that are
stink
coming
bugs
in your house and driving you crazy. The brown marmorated stink bug from Asia.
Oh. They sound, they smell like Pine Sol, though, don't they?
Aren't these I don't know. They smell different strokes for different folks on this one. Some can't smell it at all. To me, they smell a lot like cilantro. And that's in part really. You know, maybe we can take these guys and make a little salsa or something
to
use. But
why is it that we're getting the invasion of the bugs, but we're not getting their predators that can also take care of them? Why are the bugs able to move around the world, but not their predators?
Excellent question. These guys are basically very good hitchhikers. So these guys, particularly some of the big wood boring beetles, for example. Like the Asian longhorn beetle, this emerald ash borer, they get shipped over in wood products. Again, a crate, let's say, or a bit of dunnage in the hold of a ship. So the predators and parasites that exist back in their homeland in Asia simply don't occupy those habitats. So when you ship over those things, you've got the larvae. They hatch out when they're in transit and out. Pop the adults.
How long do they live?
Oh, well, these things would develop over the course of several weeks or months as they're chugging across the Pacific Ocean here, and when we open the containers, they're fully grown and out they fly. Now, with
how long do they survive before they die? Like a fly is supposed to live three weeks. How long
Heck, the things like the emerald ash borer, once it emerges from your ash tree, it's going to live for probably a period of 4 to 6 weeks, during which it feeds on the foliage and then lays eggs on the trees. The Asian longhorn beetle, a similar type deal.
Now, they also like fruits and vegetables, right?
Well, not that one. No, the stink bug. Where the brown marmorated stink bug is a huge threat right now, primarily to our orchard crops. But this is also one that's going to get in on people's landscape plants. It's going to feed on your tomatoes and vegetables.
Check out. This is
this is
the first of many.
It's fascinating.
Go to bugoftheweek.com. Bugoftheweek.com has a story of this and other alien bugs. Bugoftheweek.com. Professor Michael Robb from University of Maryland here on Good Day.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Visit today for acceptance.
Strains of the theme from American Idol on last night for the first of two nights on Wednesday and Thursdays now. Starting off the program with Bernhard Taylor, the song is called You Give Love a Bad Name.
Bon Jovi song.
Anybody watch this last night?
No.
My wife had it on, so I walked in and out of the room a few times. So.
Roberta, you like to watch this once in a while?
Yeah, fortunately last night I wasn't able to.
All right, so the judges didn't like him. So he didn't connect.
I don't like him.
I don't like him.
Drowsy. Yeah. All right, we don't like him either. Let's
Even
keep going.
He's
Angie Miller.
Yeah.
Angie Miller and Lazaro Arbos follow with Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Good song.
Her voice is so forced.
Say it again, Roberta.
Her voice is forced.
Forced. Well, the judges were not impressed and liked the performance.
Yeah, well, she's the one who's got the total pack. She's got the looks and a great voice, but yeah, she's struggling a little bit.
Didn't like it there. So we move to the next person to be judged, Cree Harrison. I believe we've spoken about her before and liked her.
She's got a good voice.
Piece of my heart.
Janis Joplin.
Not bad.
It's a hard song to sing.
It is. She doesn't sound like she's struggling like the others.
No, her voice is strong. It's effortless. Her and Candace.
Anyway, the judges liked the performance a lot, so that was good for her. Next up on the hit parade, Bernhard Taylor and Candace Glover performed The Letter.
I actually saw this. This was pretty good.
This is good. That's all right. Different version of the song.
Joe Cocker version.
Judges liked her. I like them.
Yes, it's good.
It's a good song.
Good story song.
Janelle Arthur up next, Richie. You may be right.
Watch Roberta go crazy here.
Get that one. The judges actually liked their performance, Roberta. Disagreed about the song choice, but they liked her. So that's Janelle Arthur. Next up to perform, Lazaro comes back again by himself. We are the champions.
I did not hear this, but I'm about to predict that this is really bad.
Here we judges.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
The judges referred to his performance as sexy. They like his sexiness. Okay. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
were asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, we haven't done a good job with the queen of cheap yet today, but we have some hot stuff for those of you who like to eat at the Red Lobster.
Oh, yeah, lots of food. We got the Red Lobster. You buy one entree, you got 50% off the second.
You know what's more annoying than a Boston accent?
What?
Is a New Yorker doing a Boston accent.
Yeah. Doesn't work for us.
No. We also got Panda Express. Ah, yes, we got the free Samurai Surf and Turf steak and shrimp on the 17th, just in time to after you pay your taxes. Free Arby's shake with a sandwich purchase. IKEA kids eat free there through April 7th. You can get a combo meal up to $2.99 value. And then while you're doing all this eating, if you're by yourself, you're going to want to read something. So we also have a free subscription to Parenting Magazine. And for all the gals and maybe even guides out there, depends on your orientation, we have a free subscription to Cosmopolitan Magazine, Jen. You get Cosmo?
I do.
Well, you can get a free one, too.
I like it.
Just one?
Well, what you do is you get the free subscription, and then when the first time you get the two magazines, just call them up, give them both codes, and they'll combine the subscriptions together so you get an extra year on yours. So that's a trick. I do that all the time.
I don't know. I haven't seen Cosmo for a long time.
Really, you should look at it. It's kind of like girl porn.
You still do Cosmo, Jen?
Yeah, I still do.
Really?
Well, what? You think I'm too old for it?
I thought it was for 23-year-olds.
I do Cosmo.
You do?
I could always...
Yeah, but you act like a 20-year-old, Roberta.
You know.
It's 29 past the hour, Doug.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program at the home of WMEL in Melbourne, Florida. In a few minutes, we're going to spend some time talking to John Harper, who is the manager and owner of the radio station. We were talking last night, Richie, about how I was the first thing he put on the station when he bought it in 1992. And then I was thinking about the...
Been stuck with you ever since, right?
Yeah, he has been stuck with me ever since. There is a survey out today. Roberta, you're going to love this. Mm-hmm. According to this survey, there are at least 12 million Americans who believe lizard people run our country.
Lizard people? Like aliens?
Lizard people.
Yeah, like aliens.
Like the show V.
Right. I would believe that politicians are lizard people.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Okay. People fork tongues, though.
Yeah.
So here's the result of the rest of this survey, looking at common conspiracy theories. This was done by the Pew Research Center. They're probably the most in terms
of... They're respected.
Reliable.
Yeah.
So JFK was killed by a conspiracy. 51% believe JFK was killed by a conspiracy. Well, I'm one of those.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, all right. Roberta Fasnelli
actually,
here, by the way,
that number is low.
Richmond.
So do I.
Don't you think 51% seems low?
President Bush intentionally misled the country on Iraq. 44% believe that.
I think so. Yep.
Global warming is a hoax. 37% think that. Let's see here. Saddam Hussein was involved in September 11th. 28% believe that. That there is a UFO in Roswell. 21% believe that that's the case.
Those are the same people with the lizard people.
Listen to this. Vaccines linked to autism. I really believe that. 20% believe that. These are great conspiratorial series of questions and components. Let's see here. The government controls your mind with television. 15% believe that. The medical industry invents diseases. 15% believe that.
I don't know.
Let's see here. Bigfoot exists. 14% of you think.
Definitely. I did it once.
Let's see here. Fluoride is dangerous. 9%. I'm one of those. I believe that. Bin Laden is still alive. 6%. I don't believe that.
No.
The moon landing was faked. 7% believe that. Let's see here. That Paul McCartney's been dead since 1966. 5%.
That's the truth.
That is the truth.
Yeah. Right.
You think the Paul you met on the Concorde is not the original
Paul.
Really?
That was not the real guy?
Yoko got him, huh?
Yeah. No, I listened to the whole White Album backwards. It's proof.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Right, speaking of that,
today
is the anniversary of the Beatles setting an all-time record. All top five songs on the Billboard chart during this week in 1964 were all Beatles songs. Right? Remember that?
Yep.
Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, Please Please Me, all of them on the top of the chart. More trouble today for the Carnival Cruise Line. As I was coming across, John, jump up to the microphone here, will you? John Harper is the owner and general manager of WMEL. And as I was coming across the causeways,
right.
There were two Carnival Cruise Lines that were two Carnival Cruise ships.
Avril.
They were over a Port Canaveral. And, you know, you look at them and you think, how do these people get ahead after all of these? There's three or four stories this
year. Terrible luck, I know.
At least, yeah. But this is not their fault. The problem that they had yesterday with that ship that went dead out in the ocean, they brought it into dry dock.
The floating toilet.
You're right.
It hasn't been put into dry dock. They got it tied up, and there were 70-mile winds in, is it Mobile? I think it's in Mobile.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so it kind of broke loose and bashed up the ship and bashed up the landing. No, the landing site. Good, Doug. You're in Cape Canaveral. That is the landing site. What's the word?
The dock.
The dock.
The dry dock.
Yeah, the dry dock. Yeah. So you wonder, how do they, you look at those ships and...
The thing floated, you know, like a mile before they crashed into another ship and they were able to stop it.
Of course, what do? Do you go, you know, like if a car starts rolling, maybe. I mean, you know that look of panic if the ship starts floating away. What do you do?
Jimmy, jump in the window and grab the, put it in park, pull the parking brake.
Did that happen during Speed 2 when the ship ran into... some port down in...
you were one of the few people to see that movie, though, so I'm going to have to take your
word for it. I'm a sailor. Who secured the ship to the dock? I mean...
Well, Roberta,
you got to wonder.
That's what I
want to
know.
There were 70-mile-an-hour winds coming.
Yeah, but still, the ship, they have ways of securing these ships. I mean, a lot of ships experience 70-mile-per-hour winds.
You like the way she throws in there the "I'm a sailor," like the boat that she ties up to the dock has anything to do with this big, humongous thing that she.
I'm a sailor, man. I live in a garbage can. I eat all my spinach and fights to the finish. I'm Berta the sailor, man.
You're showing your age, Doug.
Oh no, I got Popeye. I love Popeye.
All right. So, John, what do you think? John's been carrying this program for 20 years.
He's carrying this program today, too.
Yeah.
Question is, will he be carrying it tomorrow?
Well, he's got to accommodate me today. Otherwise, what's the old expression? Here today, gone tomorrow. So you were on with us a couple of weeks ago when the tornado blew through here and took your roof off. And I, you know, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this can't be that bad. And so when I walked in here this morning and saw the water pouring in through the ceiling and looking at all the electronic equipment and seeing how you've been dealing with all of that, it really is a pretty stark example of how weather can affect just about anything.
Well, what's kind of interesting, Doug, is the fact that I've gone through all of these hurricanes.
Right.
We're known as the home of the hurricane hunters.
Yeah.
We've been able to survive that. We were the only station on the air about 8 years ago when one of the storms hit. But here comes this rogue tornado. And it's caused more damage than anything over my past 21 years.
And you got to wonder what would happen if it hit the Cape, which is just a shot over on the other side of the island, in essence, from where we are, except nothing's going on there right now, thanks to...
Right.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to say... Roberta, you want to tell us why the Cape is shut down?
Because nobody believes in the space program anymore.
It's the people over here are a little more poignant about
nobody
it than that.
Nobody believes in it? I would totally disagree with
everybody
that.
Believes
in government. Let's put it in government.
Yeah. Maybe be a little more specific about government?
I disagree. I think the space program should be funded.
Yes.
I think we should go
should
to Mars.
Be.
Right, because you're an alien yourself.
Well, no, I think we should round up all the Republicans and send them to Mars.
Perfect.
There you go.
Okay. Anyway, so what is going on? There's a hubbub of activity here. And there's a lot. I thought after they closed down the Cape, things would not be good here. Well, they haven't been great. But the other things are now happening here that weren't necessarily in the focus before. What's going on? Why would people come down to this area to enjoy weather, to enjoy sports, the beach, other things that are going on that are kind of cool.
There's a lot to do here, but in regards to the space program itself, there's a lot of activity that people aren't even aware of. A lot of companies are moving back into this area.
Well, they're using companies are using the national facilities, right? The
government facilities. And they're using many of the facilities at the Kennedy Space Center. I believe Lockheed is one. Boeing is another. SpaceX is one.
Uh-huh.
The shuttle landing facility is being used by some for some long-term flights. There's a lot of activity, and there is some talk, Doug and everybody, that within about 5 years, the employment here could be bigger than it was 5 years ago.
Really, one of the great things about being here, Roberta and Jennifer and Richie. last night at dinner. I've heard some of these stories before, but Meredith hasn't. So Meredith is sitting between John and Jay Honeycutt, who ran the Space Center for 4 years and ran the shuttle program before that, and was really responsible. Very modest about his career, but he picked most of the astronauts and trained them. And so he's telling these stories, and at least he has one set of ears that I haven't heard him before. But even though we've heard him before, we love to hear him again. They're sitting between the two of you guys, because you really know the history of this area. John has been here running this radio station for 20-some-odd years, originally from Miami. But as a Floridian, you know how important this really was to the psyche, even of the whole state.
Absolutely. And hearing Jay Honeycutt relive many of those moments, those stories, those special times in our history, it was fascinating last night.
Can we tell the story about Buzz Aldrin? You think that's a good story to tell?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure I should tell. As a matter of fact, Jay said he was going to come in here and visit with us later on. Buzz Aldrin was on the first moon landing, along with
Neil Armstrong.
And nobody remembers who the third guy was. You notice that?
That was
Collins was up in the Richie. Aldrin, who is an egotist, we've had him on this program. Most everybody knows that he's like a supreme. He wasn't on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, he wanted to be the first one out. He wanted to be on the moon first. And somehow or other, the powers that be maneuvered it around so that Armstrong became the guy that landed, that first walked on the moon. And it was not much to Aldrin's chagrin. But the story, I'm not telling it as well as it was told by any stretch of the imagination, but it's like almost anything else. You think that in something like the space program, there wouldn't be petty politics, there wouldn't be personalities, but yet it's the same no matter what you do, no matter what it is. Oh, yeah, right. And they had to get to the higher-ups to maneuver. Deke Slayton had to tell Buzz Aldrin that he couldn't be the first guy out of the hatch. And you know, whether it affected their friendship or not.
And also, wasn't part of the story Roger Staubach with the Dallas Cowboys?
Right, yeah.
He got to the higher-ups to say, let Neil Armstrong go first.
Right, yeah. There was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes.
Right. Why would they listen to Roger Staubach?
Because he knew the people that were running the thing, and they were inside of NASA. They didn't want Aldrin to get out first, but they couldn't get through to people that make the decision, and so they had to. It was Staubach knew somebody who knew somebody, if we remember the story, and that's how. But that's sort of what we're talking
that's
about.
That's funny.
The reality of pettiness, if that's what it is, or personalities playing into it. It's really actually it's fascinating. So it happens even on the
screen. I can't imagine Tony Romo calling up anybody seriously in control of government and having them sway any kind of government
it'd
decision.
It'd probably be different. Yeah, maybe Tom Brady could do that, Richie.
Maybe Tom Brady
under the circumstances. Yeah. So what other things are hot down here? Actually, the weather's been pretty warm now. It's warming up fast.
We caught a break last week right after the tornado because the weather got unseasonably cold and low humidity helped us to dry out. Today is a different story, but everything from the end of spring training baseball, now the start of the regular season. Richie, your Washington Nationals
are off to a hot start.
Most attended spring training team in the Grapefruit League here in our backyard at Vieira.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You'd appreciate this. I'm sitting between the two people who listen to every word that I say, the two people who most listen to this program, John and Meredith.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, every word. He knows everything that goes every day, listening to all the stuff that we do. And he's very familiar and feels like he's part of the family, in fact, between Richie
absolutely.
And Jennifer and Roberta.
And John, I had some friends that were down at the Vieira Nationals camp, and they said they had a wonderful time down there in your neighborhood.
Yeah, and again, Richie, the Nationals had the best attendance here in the state of Florida in the Grapefruit League.
Well, I hope
they
can do it.
Wait here at home.
get them going. John, thank you for your hospitality.
You're welcome.
It's great to be here. And yesterday, we weren't planning on this to be the way that we spent the next few minutes or the next few hours or a few days together. But I will tell you, Richie, that John and I were on the phone all afternoon trying to figure out, we were just going to have a simple lunch.
Yeah.
We were going to have
lunch at 11:30?
Right. right, lunch. And then we got to be a little later because Meredith was very slow in getting started. She's going to choke on that because it was actually me that got ours. We were just taking a casual time. I knew the restaurant closes at 2 o'clock, so I wanted to be here before that. I wanted Jay to come over. But it worked out well. We had nice dinner last night, and none of us are the worse for wear. But thank you for all of your help.
It's our pleasure.
Neat to have all. That's one of the things Meredith says. Every place you go, you know somebody. I can't get stuck because I go all across the country.
That could be good or bad.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, John Harper is the general manager and owner here at WMEL. 13 and a half for the hour on Good Day.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant, too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details. At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
All right, for those of you who enjoy horror movies, this is the announcement that everybody's been waiting for, the Great Horror Camp Out for June 7th in Los Angeles. 12 hours camping, sitting around a bonfire watching horror movies.
No, it's not watching horror movies. You get scared while you sleep. They come and jump on you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
there's more movies. You
Great.
Can watch the movie.
No.
Really?
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Conditions apply. Call us for...
After the hour, the familiar theme from the weekend radio program that helps you help yourself around your home. The Money Pit Radio program hosted by Tom Kreutler and Leslie Segretti. Great place to find information, not only when they're on the air, but you go to the Money Pit website and see what's going on there. Generally, Tom is on top of things, great ideas.
Generally.
He's got a new Facebook deal. Well, he does generally.
Yeah. Generally. Yeah.
Generally.
Generally.
Thanks.
Perfect. Yeah. It's kind of like you say to your wife, you're so pretty. And she says, what do you mean, so pretty? I'm not the prettiest person? Yeah, it's one of those deals. Okay. So the newest Facebook deal that you have going, the Green My Money Pit Sweepstakes. Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, so what do you
mean? We're moving into the Earth-friendly time of the year. You know, Earth Day is right around the corner. So we thought, why not have a Green My Money Pit Sweepstakes? So we're giving away a lot of cool stuff. We've got an Amana top-bottom freezer refrigerator. We've got a GE washing machine, high-efficiency washer. We've got some of those cool Honeywell Wi-Fi thermostats and enough GE light bulbs.
Those look very cool.
How do the Wi-Fi thermostats work?
Well, basically, you replace your existing thermostat with the Wi-Fi thermostat, and then from really anywhere, you can control the temperature in your house. You can join several thermostats together. I mean, from an iPhone app, I control the temperature in my house. So if I'm coming home and I want to kick the heat up a little bit because I'm maybe an off sort of the clock setback thermostat, you can do that. Cool. And it's, you know, pretty cool technology.
All right, so go to moneypit.com or your Facebook
click
page.
Click on the Facebook. Facebook icon there.
Facebook logo. Okay.
Yeah.
And so
cool,
go to moneypit.com and click on the Facebook logo. Is that it? That's at moneypit.com.
Yeah, and if you share the contest with your friends, you get 5 bonus entries for every friend that enters.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm all over this. We can win, right? This isn't one of those stupid contests. Okay.
Good. How can he win? He can't win. He's associated with the program. We can't let him win.
Can't be quiet.
Come on. All right, let's get a couple of letters in here. People have questions of Tom Kreutler from the Money Pit. Joni asks, is it wise when improving your home for the cost of remodeling to reflect the value of your home? That is, how much money do you spend, and do you get a bottom line benefit? Like putting a swimming pool in pretty much never increases the value of your home, right?
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, because I got to tell you, in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector, I had as many people ask me how to take them out as to put one in. So it's a real personal choice.
Really?
And that's what it comes down to. Yeah, true thing. So that's what it really comes down to.
I love my pool. It's a great vision.
Well, that's because that's your personal choice. But you may put your house in the market, and people love the house, but they hate the pool, so they're going to want to fill it in. But, you know, here's the thing. You don't want to over-improve your neighborhood. So when you look around, you know, you don't want to make your house so crazy much better than it's just so much more expensive than the rest of the neighborhood, because you'll never get your money out of that. That said, though, I think it's okay to have some selected luxuries. Like if you want a granite countertop, why not just go for that? But just don't overdo it, because if you're looking to maintain, to remodel your house for value, you can make one set of decisions. If you're looking to maintain or remodel your house for your own personal enjoyment, then that's another set of decisions. But they don't always align, is the point.
All right, I want to know, in your experience running that radio program, people you hear from every week, mm-hmm. whether husbands and wives get into arguments about how, or maybe better yet, where there might be improvements. Let's say you got $10,000. Wife wants to improve the kitchen. Husband wants to improve the game room. You get money out of all those arguments.
I can answer this.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That absolutely does happen, and that kind of goes to my point. Look, if you guys are going to be in this house for, you know, 10, 20 years, and you really enjoy, you know, whatever happens in the game room, pool, ping pong, air hockey, whatever, then maybe that's a space you should invest in. But it's kind of like going on a vacation. Look, nobody goes on a vacation and says, hey, what's that worth when I get back? It's worth a lot while you're there. You know, you get some personal benefits out of it. But when it comes to remodeling a house for value, then I'd say, yeah, put the money in the kitchen, because kitchens always are an attractive part of any real estate transaction.
All right, so let's quickly answer Marty's question about removing the wood shingles before you get the roof redone or the house side. And the answer is yes. Right?
Well, I agree with you. To do it the right way, you should pull off all the old siding. The problem is that people try to save money. They put new siding over old siding, and then the siding ends up being sort of thicker than the windows, so the windows end up being recessed, and it doesn't look right, and it becomes difficult to keep them watertight. And by the way, sometimes folks try to put insulation behind the siding. That is not worth the money to charge for an upgrade. It really doesn't add much to the energy efficiency of the wall.
The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, hosted by Tom Kreidler, Leslie Segretti. Check it out every weekend. Visit themoneypit.com for that new content.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.